So good morning, everyone, and good day. And I marvel at what we're doing here in these mornings, our electronic meeting, and that we should somehow have this connection over great geographical distances and to be breathing at the same time, practicing mindfulness at the same time, and each of us being here in our own unique place and being here in this broad global way as well. And to have this dual here-ness, it seems pretty profound that we somehow simultaneously are present for our immediate experience, and we have this wondrous and very significant connection to this here, which is broad and wide and encompassing maybe the globe. And so thank you. So the here of mindfulness practice has a lot to do with being mindful of the body, being here in this body. And if all you did was just recognize that you're here in this body, that this is the body, this is the experience of the body, over and over again, the mindfulness would grow and develop in all kinds of ways that it doesn't have to be so complicated or sophisticated, just the simple recognition here in this body. And in a sense, the task of mindfulness is to bring the mind into harmony with the body. The body is always in the present moment. The mind, it may be, is often not. It's thinking about the past, about the future, about fantasy. It's not really connected to what's here and now. And if we want the body and mind to be in harmony, to work together, which is really the best way of operating in this life, and then it's the task of inviting, welcoming the mind into the body, into accompanying the body, allowing the body to accompany the mind. Have these two operating in the same place at the same time. And the principle seems quite simple. The actuality is that the mind has a mind of its own and has strong things it wants to do. And when that's the case, then it's possible to bring the body to the mind, which means really feel the physicality of a distracted mind, of a preoccupied mind, of a psycho-emotional system that is fueled by emotions. Feel what's happening that keeps you from the body, keeps you from being present, but feel it in the body. Welcome it into the body. Invite it into the body. Invite the body into what you're feeling. So it's constantly coming back and creating this intimacy between the mind and the body. So the body is really, so we really become more and more grounded in this body. So entering into a posture, a bodily posture that supports you, both in being present, but also supports you in entering more fully into mindfulness of the body. Almost as if you can be aware from your body, through your body. All the nerve endings that exist throughout the body is where awareness begins. Sometimes we think awareness begins in the mind, but awareness begins in the nerve endings. And what is it to relax into all the nerve endings throughout the body? and allow the awareness to arise there. So then gently closing the eyes. And to make this connection to the body fuller, to invite ourselves into the body, you might take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Feeling the increase of bodily sensations as you breathe in deeply, maybe throughout the torso. Sometimes a deep inhalations, you can feel a lifting of the chest and the shoulders. If the belly is relaxed, you can also feel the pushing down into the sitting bones. And this combination of lifting and settling, moving up and moving down. On the inhale, and then a relaxing and coming back to the center with the exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And allowing all your muscles that are not used to hold you upright, let all the extra muscles fall away from the bones. If you are physically sitting upright, you can think of your spine as a post from which hang all the muscles of the torso. And whatever is not used to hold the post upright, let it hang from that post. So the shoulders, the muscles of the shoulders, no need to hold them up or tight, but as you exhale, relax the shoulders. In the back rib cage, as you exhale, let the back ribs also relax and fall away, relax away from the spine. Maybe on the exhale, there can be a releasing and relaxing of the small of the back. Maybe subtle. And as you exhale, to soften the belly. Maybe the belly doesn't have to work during the exhale. Letting the diaphragm do all the work, which is mostly the work of releasing. The diaphragm releases itself and softening the muscles of the face. Relaxing the face. Sometimes if you feel carefully the face, you can feel it's tired. The muscles are tired from all the work of expressing ourselves. To release and relax the muscles of the face. And then to release the tensions in your brain, the tightness and pressure associated with thinking, if it's there. On the exhale, relaxing the thinking mind, quieting your thoughts. And then maybe as the home for the meditation, you can drop into your body, to wherever you feel your breathing as you meditate. But wherever it is, be aware of it as sensations, physical sensations of the body. And the task is to let the mind, let the attention, the presence of the mind, be connected to this body, breathing, appreciating the opportunity to have the mind accompany the body and the body accompany the mind, for them to be working together with the same focus. And when you notice you've lost that connection to the body because you've drifted off in thought, reestablish this intimacy, this connection to body. This is the place to be. One breath at a time. If you have even the slightest anxiety about the meditation, maybe it's helpful if you could know that it's trustable, this practice. Trust it. It'll work itself out. Help you find a way. There's no need to try to do it right. Especially if you allow yourself just to feel it in your body, whatever is here. Let the body be the home for here and now. Let the body show itself to you. Nothing you need to search. And as we come to the end of the sitting, perhaps for a few moments, can you allow yourself to be even more fully centered in your body? Perhaps feeling how your weight is supported by something, the chair, your cushion, the bed. Feeling the stability of that support. How that stable support affirms that your body is here and now. And staying rooted in your body here, without leaning forward or leaning back, without getting pulled into the world of thoughts too far. Bring into your hearts the world around you. The people and the circles around you and your neighborhoods, communities, places of work, towns, countrysides, countries and continents, and the whole globe. And you, rooted here in this time and place, aware and open to this wide world of living beings, and you are one of them. And in the awareness of this wide circle of beings, to sit here rooted and grounded with an open heart. And for these last minutes, to dedicate the benefits of this practice we've done, and maybe open to the possibility that dedication can be for all beings, for the welfare and happiness of others, and that this might be your wish, that in some way or other, known or unknown, that your meditation and the way you live your life can be such that it leaves the world in a better place. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you.